Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working 20 different things at a time. There's negotiating tactics.
We're going to take it like man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He does a great job covering the San Francisco 49ers. And Brock Purdy seems to be all systems go for Sunday, provided he gets through the next couple days, Matt. How would you describe the quarterback situation for the Niners and what went into their decision-making to bring Brock Purdy back this week?
Well, I think it's a matter of him and his mobility. That's the one area that the toe issue has really kind of hampered. He was saying yesterday that as far as throwing, he's been fine for a few weeks now. It's just the kind of acceleration, the deceleration, stop and go, things that make Brock Purdy Brock Purdy that have been affected by this. So I guess the difference between week four and here we are going into week 11 is that I think that issue sort of raised itself in week four against the Jaguars. He wasn't able to do some of the things that he normally does. And so they wanted him to reach a point where he felt like he could. I don't think he's 100% healthy, but he's pretty close. And his thing and the 49ers argument has been the only way to really damage it or aggravate it is for him to get sort of tackled where that toe is pinned against the turf, which has happened twice this year, once against the Seahawks and once against the Jaguars.
Matt, always a pleasure. And you know, it's kind of funny when you talk about social media and the people that call this station, they're fans, right? And I'm reading a lot of stuff, even seeing it on TV, neither here nor there. But when you watched Mac Jones perform at the quarterback position and Brock Purdy on his best day, how would you compare and contrast the two?
I mean, there's definite similarities, and I know that's what people are highlighting. You know, the contrast is what I just described. Like, Brock Purdy can run. He can escape. He can pick up first downs with his feet. He can score touchdowns. He scored a number of them last year. And that's the one element that Mac Jones doesn't really have. It's pretty clear what it is. It doesn't always manifest itself in games, but when it does, it's a big thing. I'm just in my mind right now, remembering a couple of plays where, you know, Brock Purdy is like Houdini and he's about to get sacked and he scrambles out and he ends up having a big play. And in the NFL these days, that's often the difference. I mean, that's the difference between a good quarterback and a very good quarterback. It's taking those broken plays and making something big happen with him. That's Patrick Mahomes. That's Josh Allen. That's Lamar Jackson, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have any element of that, I think that kind of puts you above the average quarterback.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read him in The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Kind enough to join us today. What's happened at the quarterback situation? Do you view it as anything unusual? Because the one way to look at it is, you know, Brock played week four. He got hurt. They gave him 6 weeks off. He's ready to go. Is there any risk involved in this move as far as you're concerned? You know, just knowing how fans are about quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, I think the risk is that he has had, what is it now? I'm not great at math. What's 11 minus 4? Seven. He's had seven weeks off. And that maybe expecting him to come in and, you know, have a 125 passer rating might be a little bit of a stretch. I will say that the Cardinals are as beat up of an opponent as the 49ers have had this year, including on their defense. So, I mean, I do expect Purdy and the 49ers to be able to move the ball. If they didn't, though, if there were struggles in this game and they came against a vulnerable Cardinals team, then, you know, let's just say that the why are we benching Mac Jones crowd, which is at maybe a dull roar right now, would be that much louder. So I think that's the, you know, the quote-unquote risk. You know, for me, though, I feel like the 49ers are squarely looking toward, you know, 2026, 2027. All their moves suggest that. So, you know, this would be a blip when it comes to their main focus.
Matt, I've been overly critical of the offensive line. And I know last Sunday's game against the Rams didn't go the way Niner fans wanted it to. But, Matt, I was super shocked at, you know, they kept the Rams front at bay. They were not on Mac Jones like I thought they were going to be. And with Brock coming back, do you think they figured something out? Was this just stylistically a good matchup? Or do you expect the O-line to kind of duplicate that moving forward?
Yeah, it was impressive, especially after some not-so-impressive games against the Texans and the Giants. I think that a lot of it has to do with the guard play. I think that Dominic Pooney has been injured, beat up. I think we've all been able to see that in his body language early in the season. In the last two games, I feel like, you know, he looked like his rookie. I think he's healthy again. I think that they've got, you know, better options now at left guard with Ben Bartsch. He might end up playing the whole game. He was rotating with Spencer Burford in this most recent one. So I think that explains some of it, explains their running and the way that Brian Robinson Jr. was able to run. I mean, he's a classic between-the-tackle style runner. So if you've got good guard play going on there, he's going to start to eat. And I think we're seeing that. And I think the game plan was just, you know, the 49ers absolutely knew that the Rams could wreck their day. And, you know, Mac Jones was intent on getting the ball out quickly. And he's been great at that. I don't want to take anything away from Mac Jones. I think he's been just a revelation for the 49ers this year. He's somebody, you know, if this is a weak quarterback class, like a lot of people think it's going to be, I just wonder whether other teams, quarterback needy teams, are going to be dialing John Lynch's phone number in February seeing if Mac Jones is available.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. Yeah, that's, to me, I find that aspect of it interesting, Matt, because Mac Jones is under contract next year, if I'm correct. And I almost feel like if you're really, truly worried about some durability issues with Purdy, you got to keep Mac Jones, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the argument.
Right.
You know, you trade him and you get what, maybe a second round draft pick at best. You keep him and you've got a tried and true starter, you know, a guy that you could expect to win games and win playoff games with. The 49ers, this is how I think it would go. I mean, it obviously depends on what the offers are, but you know, they sort of you know, created a good reputation, good track record for bringing in Obagon quarterbacks and rehabilitating them, for lack of a better term. So, I mean, you would think that, you know, some agent with a quarterback who hasn't done as well as he should have would say, okay, you need to join the 49ers this year. You know, play a couple games, play in the preseason, do backup duty, and maybe it becomes like Sam Darnold or Mac Jones. And to a degree, Josh Dobbs, you know, guys that have come in here and probably benefited or certainly benefited from having been in this system for a year.
Matt, I need you to help me out. And the subject matter is Ricky Pearsall. And I'll never forget when he was drafted. Our afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, had on his college coach, Herm Edwards. And he just made a statement, you know, you need to save the player from himself sometimes. And last year, we all know he's an angel because he survived, you know, getting shot. He played 11 games. And I think I need to check myself, or you help me check myself, because he's been out with this PCL issue. But I hear Niner fans talk, and I'm wondering, you know, should they be a little worried about him being injury prone, or was this just, no, he had a, you know, something to deal with and he's getting over it?
I mean, I think it's a legit concern because, you know, in the spring it was a hamstring. Last year he had, this is even before the incident in San Francisco, he had a shoulder and a hamstring. You know, once he did come back, though, he was healthy the rest of the season. But, you know, he's missed a big chunk of his young career so far. So until he proves otherwise, yeah, I think it is a concern. You know, I was just talking about Dominic Pooney and how long it took him to sort of get right. He had a PCL back in August that seemed to linger a long time. Mac Jones is still on the practice participation report every week with a knee injury. That's a PCL that happened in training camp. So that injury is no joke. It lingers, and I think those two guys were able to play through their issues because, you know, frankly, they don't have to be at top speeds all the time, whereas Ricky Pearsall does. So I think that's the difference. The PCL is sort of the injury of the year for the 49ers, that and hamstring, and probably 10 others, but
right.
This is one of them. I think probably for a wide receiver, it's a little bit more difficult.
Matt, I don't know if you'll have an answer to this question, so maybe this just could be the start of a little back and forth. But to me, what I find interesting is they are 6-4. And they're right there, and they've got games against Carolina and the Bears coming up, who they're directly competing with. And I guess what I'm asking is, does Kyle have the patience to work through a couple weeks of a rusty Brock Purdy if they don't win the next couple games?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, it's going to depend on, you know, What is this level of rust? Are they able to win with the rust? Is it just clear that there's an issue? And if there is an issue with Brock Purdy, I would have to imagine that it's related to the injury,
right?
Because he's a very consistent player. So I mean, I know that you're thinking about a scenario where Mac Jones comes back in, and I think really the only scenario is if the toe is aggravated or there's another such injury.
Gotcha.
But I agree with you. I mean, we're all forgetting very easily that this team is 6-4. The vibe in recent weeks, even after the win over the Giants, because I think that that was quickly followed by them really not doing anything at the trade deadline. The vibe has been for 3 weeks just sort of doom and gloom, like, you know, this team's terrible, but
right.
They're 6-4.
Yeah.
And then they do host the Chicago Bears, the team that they're really competing with for a playoff spot, and they haven't had their bye yet either. That is going to be like an oasis for them. It's not a very, very welcome sight at the end of this month. So can they use that to kind of springboard themselves into December and get on a roll like they did back in 2021? That'll be the question at that point. We'll see. But, you know, it's all there in front of them.
Man, I got to be honest with you. I've come in here on some Mondays after Niner games, and I said Robert Saleh deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And, you know, I'm telling Steiny, look at D Winters and Tatum Bethune. And you know, like, whoa. And I'm not blaming anybody, but the reality hit me just like cold water during that Ram game. Were you disappointed in the defense, or was that just one of those, okay, now these injuries are really coming home to get us? Like, what expectations do you have for this defense moving forward?
I was disappointed because I thought that they would make a bigger move at the trade deadline. Mm. And I thought that the performance against the Rams was exactly what you would expect for a team that didn't make any sort of big move there. Basically, what did you expect type of reaction. So that's what... I mean, I think the answer to your question is yes. I mean, the injuries absolutely seem to catch up with him, and not just on the D-line. I thought that Bethune and Winters, who were battling injuries, you could see it on some plays. Slow to get up. I didn't think that Malik Mustafa had a very good game. It just seemed like a team that had been worn down. And I know that they rallied at different points, but I never really felt like the Rams were in trouble in this one. So that's the question going into the Cardinals. The defense in particular has had this yin and yang where they look great, full of pep, you know, against the Falcons and then against the Giants. But it's the every other week thing that's going on right now. And the question is whether they can kind of summon that energy that they had in New York, that they had against the Falcons in Arizona. And then if the answer is yes, can they keep that going two straight weeks, which they haven't been able to do this year.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much, as always.
Appreciate it.
Really generous with your time, and enjoy the game Sunday. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Matt Barrows of The Athletic covers the San Francisco 49ers. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, of all the things that I've thought about with the quarterback situation, that is the one that I'm curious about is,
give it to
are you like, if you bring Brock Purdy back this week, and let's just say he's not very good,
okay,
but he's not hurt, is Kyle Shanahan going to let Brock Purdy essentially quarterback the Niners out of the playoff situation? Like, that's what I'm curious about. You know, would he? They're 6-4 now. Just in a hypothetical, if they go 1-3 over the next four, and we've seen these next four games, they're not very difficult, relatively speaking. You know, would Kyle really go down with Purdy this year when he could take him back off the field and just say it's the toe if he absolutely has to?
Well, I'll say this, because Evan can't relate.
Have you
relate.
Thought about that
Yes,
at all?
I have.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw this to you, because Evan's not married. His parents are, and I love them. And you've been married, and I've been married. And the guy that was officiating the wedding said, for better or worse. So I think it's lightweight unfair, but I get it, Stoney. That's why you are who you are. Anybody coming up with that scenario. But if I got to run 50 Cent, ride or die. And I think it would be real unfair for this kid to battle back or to work to get back and then be singled out like you're like, that's all. If you're right, Stoney, and they're having that thought, then he should never come back. So that can't even be an option. But I don't believe he would get a quick hook to be like, and I hear what you said about the playoffs because you're eighth right now. And you're like, you don't want that to get worse. But Stoney, I think you got to ride with him. Like he almost, not he deserves, but if this is your guy, you got to go down with the ship.
I'm not disagreeing one iota, but I don't think it's easy. And like, that's where I have to pay respect to whatever it is, whether it's noise, whether it's internal discussion. But yes, I think if Brock Purdy's healthy, to my way of thinking, he's got to play and he's going to play Sunday. But that doesn't, it doesn't mean it's the right decision. It doesn't.
But
it's
you just don't know, though, right?
Right. Yeah. It's what I would do.
All right.
But if this is my thing, Kyle darn well knows that if Brock Purdy, he's coming back with Brock Purdy, he better have kind of a plan for Brock Purdy. And is it, he's our quarterback unless he gets hurt, no matter what, under any circumstance. Well, that means that he's got the next seven games, and even if he's not very good, he's finishing out the season.
I wish somebody would.
And that would be, that's going to cause a problem.
No doubt. And now you got me thinking, I was jumping in, Stoney, I wish you were at the presser to ask him that question. I do wonder how Kyle would have answered that question. Not a leash, but Stoney, this is why sports is what it is. They're on the team. I'm talking about Kyle, the coaching staff, the owners in the box. We're fans. You can't hide. The game is going to be able to, we're going to be able to see what we see.
Right.
And I'm with you. Like, what would you do if you brought back Steph Curry and he wasn't what he was and you got a guy behind? Like, there is a, and you get mad because I go here with Goodfellas and all the mob movies, but there is a loyalty component that I feel like a lot of fans are omitting or going to tell me it doesn't matter. But if you're going to make this move, I think it would be Armageddon if he didn't play well but was healthy and you said you need to come out or you're not playing Monday night against Carolina.
Yeah, these are all things that are possible scenarios. I mean, the one thing I would say is, the one difference is, there isn't, there's nobody close to Steph Curry. So,
well, I got you.
You know what I mean? But that, whether we like it or not, is part of this dynamic that Brock Purdy isn't Steph Curry. He's a good NFL quarterback who's proven himself, and now they have a good quarterback who's proven himself in his own way. And so they might have two guys, and now it's just a matter of which one he likes more. But
Purdy better be good. Okay, I want to run somebody.
Be good.
And you give me a letter, not a letter grade. You can't stand here. Just tell me if you agree or if you understand the thought. So I asked Matt Barrows the difference between Brock and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the legs.
Right.
But the Niners aren't the Eagles of the past with Michael Vick. They're not RG3. They're not predicated on a running quarterback. And the reason I brought up the Ram game, it was one game, Stoney, but they protected Mac to where, he's kind of limited. He is when it comes to moving outside of the off-script plays. My point is, okay, what if you get a good offensive line in regard to pass protection? What you're telling or selling me on why Brock's better than Mac really doesn't come into play. Because if it's about the arm and the throws outside the hashes, Stoney, do you disagree with me? I think Mac wins that.
Well, I think
so. If his legs and you don't use them like Michael Vick.
Well, he's never.
You know what?
Wait a minute. Like,
you don't use Purdy can. I'm being proactive in regard to the pass protection's going to be there. So wheels, you don't need the wheels. You're going to drop back and get rid of the ball in 2 seconds, a second and a half, or a second. If that's the case, then is Purdy really the better quarterback?
Well, I look at it this way. Mac Jones was 33 for 39. They protected him well. Okay, yeah, sure they did. He also got the ball out I saw a stat. He got the ball out quicker than any quarterback in the NFL last week.
All right.
So that tells me they're throwing quickly. All right. Well, what else does that tell you? Well, when you throw quickly, you're not going to throw down the field as much.
And he's got criticized for missing B-Rob down the field.
And so the way I look at Purdy is he can drop back, get flushed, and still make a play. When he's on.
I get you.
He's very elusive.
I get you that.
And those are the difference. You know, you're third and eight, and he gets flushed out of the pocket,
and
he makes a play, and now it's a first down.
I'll give you
those
that.
Those are the plays that are...
Or maybe they haven't been getting with Mac.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Anything to see here?
I don't think so.
But I do believe
a bar has been set for Brock to be the best version of himself.
I mean...
Because if we come in here Monday and they lose to the Cardinals, I would go out on the limb and say the season, as far as the playoffs, is essentially over. And then now we got rats on. Stoney, it would be a zoo. It would be Cap, Alex Smith. Not that, but almost it would be that again.
If he loses one game?
If Brock plays not his best, let's just say three picks, two picks, and they lose. Oh, Stoney.
Okay, but he's going to quarterback then against Carolina.
Right?
You would think. The other thing is, and I know people say, well, if you lose this one, you're done. No, you're not.
Yeah.
The next week you got Carolina, and you still got the
Bears.
Who are
5-5 going into this week. I got you. Carolina can be beat.
No,
but my point is your defense is always going to be raggedy moving for the rest of the way.
But does that mean give up on the season?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, Stoney. I'm just saying.
Feels like a lot of people are saying
that. Wow.
Like the defense isn't going to be able to hold up anyway, so what's the sense of bringing back Purdy? Or Mac Jones, because that part of it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
888-957-9570 is the number. Is Kyle Shanahan setting himself up for a lot of criticism, or is this just the simple decision to make? Brock Purdy healthy, so he's going to start. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right.
Wine!
95.7 The Game, welcome back. 49ers, Cardinals on Sunday in Arizona. I need help from the listener. The listeners.
Yeah, we got a lot.
All right, what would you do? This is for all the parents out there. Okay, so I don't care. It's going to take a second, but I'm setting it up.
Tell
anyway.
What happened during the break.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will. I got to set the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's parents' weekend at my daughter's college.
Tulane.
Yeah. And about 3 months ago, she was home, and I said, hey, MP, what about parents' weekend? When is it this year? And before Mary Page could answer, Susan said, I think that's a freshman year thing. Once they're sophomores, I don't think it's a big deal. And Paige didn't really say that.
Okay.
So a week ago, Paige starts saying she's really upset because we're not coming. And then yesterday, she said, she's...
I told you should have called her. You did.
What would you do here? She just has texted her mother.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm so depressed. I'm so sad. And the response is, because of parents' weekend? And MP said, yes. The fact that I don't have any parents coming isn't sitting right with me right now. And so she's like, this is so depressing.
Be a dad, Steiny.
Now we're getting there tonight.
No, that's too late.
PM.
If my daughter's going through that anguish upstairs mentally, break her off a call. And then if you ruin it, you tell Susan, I was doing it for my baby. But Steiny, just send her a call during the break. We're on our way. Don't tell your mom. Dude, that would make the rest of her day before you got there. To hell with surprises. I don't like hearing my
daughter. This is so difficult.
This is part two of the anguish. Yesterday was part one.
Yeah, this is...
Just hit her, man.
She's got to hang in there for 11 more hours. That's it.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Starty. I don't like that. I'm a softy, man.
Should I go behind the mom's back?
That's what left. We'll hear from the people. That's your relationship with that's your baby too.
That is true.
I'm their dad. Like, look, just play it off. I've done that. I've done worse, but
I don't know. Like, it's breaking my heart.
Yeah, breaking mine. Because you can stop it with a simple phone call. Hey, don't tell moms. We're on our way. She's grown, Steiny. Or what do you think if you don't, the tears that she's going to show if she doesn't find out will flow so much. Is that what you're worried? You kind of kill that part, but you put your daughter's mind at ease.
Well, like Estimated Eyes goes on the YouTube chat, come on, Steiny, lean into it. Lean into what? Keeping it from her or telling her?
I guess that is what they mean.
Okay, this is great.
People saying don't be soft.
707 saying, call her to calm her down, but don't give up the surprise.
Oh, if you call, you got to give it. What are you going to do? You make it worse. Yeah, I'm over here, you're there. Yeah, I know you're sad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I would do.
Are you thinking about calling her and cheating? That's your baby girl.
I'm actually thinking about what the 707 did, just calling her and see how she's doing.
That makes it worse to me.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton.
Will.
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I got some advice for you, Steiny. I'm a father of...
Hey, Will. What happened? Will, we lost. You got to call back.
Did he say triplets?
I think he was going to say triplets.
What does a man eat or have for dinner or drink to have triplets? If they can do some analytics of, boy, you hit it out the park with that one. Triplets.
A lot of people are saying, what if she's listening? First of all, she's not.
Okay, well, there.
But secondly, if she were, so what? Then she's not depressed.
People calling me soft. I just don't want her to beat herself up.
Will's back.
Yeah.
What's up, Will? How you doing?
Triplets, Will?
21-year-old triplets, So got a I'd be excited to surprise her too, because that's something I totally would do with my kids. But I think if I knew, I would go with, you call her and you go like, so are there any like big plans for, you know, for tonight? You know, I know it's a big weekend for you. Da la 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 la. And then at the end go, well, yeah, I think you can come pick me up at the airport because I land at 7.
Not bad.
Will, so that's telling her,
that's
though.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's telling her.
Here's the thing. Her friends at Tulane, whose parents are coming, they all know.
Okay, but they're doing her no justice because she sent in emails letting you know she's distraught.
Well, they're probably playing.
My parents are here.
No, but so they're going to make sure she's around. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, I got you.
We're going to know where she is because the other girlfriends, her girlfriend's parents are going to do something with her tonight.
You're a girl dad,
and then we'll meet her.
This
meet
girl
her
dads are soft. You need to break her off a call.
Here's the other thing. Her mom,
yeah,
is kind of laughing.
Yeah, see that.
You know that. So that
the mother hen.
Because I said to her yesterday, let's just tell her, and she's like, no. She's fine. She's being dramatic.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, thanks for the advice, everybody.
The amount of people saying I'm soft.
Well,
I'm
shocked. Am too. I want to call her and say, don't cry, little girl. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We'll be there in about 6 hours. Anyway.
How long the flight?
Four hours.
You going to eat before at the airport?
I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time.
They don't feed you on the plane. Remember back in the day, they used to feed you. Real meal.
I got to find out when the flight. I think the flight's at 4:30.
Right.
How long does it take on BART to get down to the airport from here?
I wouldn't know.
We talked about that yesterday. You need to get over that. You need to start embracing public transportation.
I don't trust people. It's waning. Look around. And real quick, Snotty, I'm not being thoughts and prayers with Coach Beam.
No doubt.
Over at Laney College. He was shot yesterday on campus. WTF, man. That's all I'm saying, Snotty. Like, that's terrible, man. That's a black eye, man.
We haven't heard from this gentleman in a little while. In fact, we were getting ready to send out a search party down to Monte Rio. Skinny Bob!
On a Friday!
Welcome back, Skinny Bob. How you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty damn good. Broke a toe yesterday. Had 3 teeth pulled yesterday.
Jesus
Christ! But other than that, I'm doing super.
You're worse than the Niners, Skinny Bob. What happened?
I 6 in the morning, I was reading, and Cowboy was in the garage. It's dark. And I forgot to take off my reading glasses, and there's a step down into the garage. So I ended up on the concrete floor for a few minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Okay. I'm a very lucky guy.
You are.
And, he didn't miss a walk, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
I can't
Cowboy,
complain about anything.
Yeah, Cowboy is Skinny Bob's dog. He's a beautiful husky, if some listeners don't know.
Yeah, he's 10 and a half now and doing well, and I'm doing well.
I love huskies.
Steiny, I tell you, yeah, I do too. You should send some flowers with a comment. Add that to it. To that dimension.
Okay.
Yeah, I think flowers would add to the surprise. In other words, she knows you guys care. It's terribly sorry I can't be there or something like that. But then, boom, you're there and nothing better. I got
That's
one
not
son.
Bad. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there you go.
What about your son?
I got one son, and, he's a wonderful guy, and I love surprising him, so I'm always thinking like a meal or something, sending something out to him.
Yeah, the man.
Have a good day on me.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Skinny Bob,
I'm a lucky man.
You are. I'm nosy by nature. I just got to ask this because I love you. The teeth pull, was that a result of the fall?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's a result of being 80 years old
All right,
and
I got
having
you.
Some pain.
Skinny Bob, you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, go right ahead.
Is there a Mrs. Skinny Bob, or was there?
Absolutely. She lives 2 houses away from me.
Perfect.
It is. I have a rental in the middle.
You got to come pull up and come in studio, man. One day, Skinny Bob.
No, you guys got to come here. I'm going to give you a year's worth of golf balls.
Oh, Steiny's on his way.
Each one of you.
All right. We'll be back in touch, Skinny. Thank you so much, my man. Great advice.
Yeah, fall.
Skinny Bob coming through.
And she lives two doors down. That's her vape. Oh, man.
You want to talk about playing chess. Skinny Bob is playing relationship chess.
Got a rental in the middle. Oh, man. Get that paper.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he failed. We get older, Steiny.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I'm just laughing at him saying, oh, there's a Mrs. Skinny. She lives two doors down. Oh, my God.
Ah, that was great.
I want to know, is there a woman who's renting in the middle? That's what I want to know. RJ's in Napa. What's going on, RJ? How you doing?
Oh, man.
Hey, tough act to follow with Skinny Bob there, but just want to throw this out there as a fellow girl dad. I side with giving her a heads up that you're on your way.
Yeah.
This is why. Not to be political, but there's about a 75% chance that your flight is going to be delayed or canceled. So you at least want her to know that you're trying to get there. So that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, RJ. Yeah.
Another guy that understands. I have a daughter, Steiny. Just break her off the call. The anguish that your baby's going through right now.
I mean, the bottom line is, if I'm going to call, I need to do it on the air now.
You know, that would be awesome.
I just, yeah. I don't know.
And hopefully he's wrong about the delay. I thought we fixed that. The shutdown's over.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, but not sure. Not sure. All right. Back to Purdy. Oh, by the way, it's not going to be what's bugging me today, but how does Cal Raleigh not win the MVP?
That should. I want you to do. Remember how sometimes we start shows and you're like, "Goo go." I think that should be your what's. But that's. I love me some Aaron Judge. Ohtani, they got it right, but Steiny, he wasn't the MVP, man. That don't sit right with.
Sure, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Come on, man. How do you get that? I get you got the right uniform on, but damn. And I'm no hater. Again, I love me some.
No doubt.
Cal Raleigh was incredible, man.
And there's just, it's the bottom line is there's one difference. One guy plays on the East and one guy plays on the West.
There's nothing else you think's in at play, huh?
What? No.
One guy had a batting average of 331 and one had a batting average of 247.
Now, damn.
So now batting average matters.
Nah, but that matters. Steiny, wow.
How many games did Judge play?
Wow. Damn, Carter, is that where you're going? No, but
probably around 130. Raleigh played about 150.
We're in an era of baseball where you strike out three, four times in a game, nobody cares. Before you'd be embarrassed or move. That's a discrepancy of like, oh my gosh, you really want your MVP batting 247?
He hit 60 homers.
I think 60 homers is, but Steiny, 247.
Also, he actually caught. Like, he is a catcher. Yeah.
He didn't catch the MVP.
Anyway, like, you look
Carter,
at,
he's down,
look
he's
at Johnny,
so wow.
Look at Johnny Bench's best year.
All right.
And then look at what this guy did last year. Come on.
But Steiny, the average.
I thought catcher was like the most important position on the field. So he's hitting 62 homers and managing a pitching staff. Come on now. Judge.
What about Ohtani?
What'd he do?
Win another MVP. The dude's
a
machine.
This year.
Okay, how? Steiny, it's incredible.
How many homers did he hit this year? Like 50?
I want to say 55 homers. I don't know. He did that in, 2024 53. He hit 55 in 2024.
So he's won four MVPs in 5 years?
Yeah.
Think about that. That is pretty amazing. Has anybody ever done that? In either league, four and five, I wonder?
Bonds.
Did he?
Well, not in both, but...
Not...
Like, Ohtani won his first one with the Angels.
Oh, right.
This is incredible, man.
Yeah. So, but Bonds won 4 and 5 one year.
Bonds won 4 in a row.
Huh.
Were you offended that Raleigh didn't get it with the 247?
Not offended, but I would have voted for Raleigh.
All right. And we know you would have, right, Steiny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony's in Hayward. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same
so
to
I just want to chime in on the MVP.
Okay.
I agree with Judge winning. I hate the Yankees, but if you just look at the numbers, the batting average far above than Cal, the OBP far above, the slugging percentage far above, the hits, he got more hits. It's just his numbers are way better. And when is the last time the MVP decided on defense? Never. So it shouldn't be that case this year either.
Mm. Yeah, I
Carter sold me.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Yeah.
Now I'm like,
I mean,
man.
I also think, I mean, defense doesn't matter. I guess not. But
I was told batting average is dead.
That's what I thought.
Well, obviously,
because
247 and 331, that's a big gap.
I hope Evan's in a good mood right now.
Why?
Did you see? This gets him mad, right?
Let
me get this straight. Skeens won the Cy Young and he was 10-10.
He won it unanimous.
That would have never happened in my day.
Yeah, he won it unanimously, man. Skeens.
You heard that, Sonny?
No.
The key word, unanimously.
Oh yeah. Dude, man.
He's the best pitcher in the National League.
That's all.
It's not close.
Who led the NL in wins?
Somebody.
You don't even know. Yeah,
that's why I'm asking.
Somebody's arguing for Peralta last night on TV. I wanted to go through the it ain't even about. Dude, this pitcher is better than Peralta. Stop it. Just man.
Yeah, Logan Webb's better than Paul Skeens. He got more wins. Sure.
Webb was fourth.
Who? What? How did it go? Do you know offhand?
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies, and then came in second, and Yamamoto was third.
What about Lizardo?
This time Jesus got left off.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, I think I changed my tune on that. It's 247, 331, Stoney. I'm sorry.
Most guys hit 220 now.
But they said we can't stoop to this level and give a guy
a
MVP.
Second.
Rod Carew, what would your boy say about an MVP batting 240? Forget the homer. 247.
Don't bring Rod into this.
Sonny, come on.
Do not bring Rod Carew into this.
Tony Gwynn, rest in peace. Come on, man. What are we doing to my sport? 247. They got it right.
My feeling is, seriously, if pitchers' records are relatively insignificant, then batting averages too now for hitters.
No, you're responsible for your batting average. A pitcher's not responsible for his team if they can't hit.
Here's the other thing about Raleigh that you don't even know.
What?
He had 13 at-bats this year where he hit the ball to the right side with less than two outs with a runner on second. He gave himself up. So 247's actually 259.
All hail the judge.
Don't look it up, Evan. I made it up. I don't know if
they
ever
got it right, man. 247. I don't know why I thought that boy was about 274.
No, I knew he was 247.
247. I didn't left the courtroom. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's, you brought up an interesting point.
I always do.
Well, what pisses me off is you changed. Who was my guy who called in? Who was the baseball guy who called in? Just now? Anthony?
You know I'm getting old, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, Anthony.
He changes your mind in 14 seconds.
No, Carter did. Carter
did. Well, that's even worse.
You know, no, Carter, when he said...
I can come at you with facts for 4 hours and you won't change your mind.
But and that's what life's about.
That gap, too. Like, baseball would have been in real trouble had that 247. I'm sorry, Donnie.
Ow.
You might have had 70 homers, but you can't.
You know what? I can rest easy. You know why? Because on that one, Evan agrees with me.
I'm with you. Why y'all had me thinking he batted 274 for Evan, 247?
I just think it's hard to quantify the position that he plays.
Mm.
Like, to me, similar to how tight ends in some fantasy leagues you'll see get valued more, like receptions, yards, I think it should be that way with catchers.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. If you have Raleigh on your team as a catcher in fantasy baseball, that is such an advantage because your catcher's hitting 60 and the other catchers are hitting less.
A little bit of an update for you guys.
Right.
This is from Anthony Slater of ESPN. Jonathan Kuminga will miss tonight's game in San Antonio with bilateral knee tendonitis. No structural issue. Absence should be relatively short term.
Mm. All right. Well, look.
More richer.
Because it's a Friday.
He was playing anyway.
Because we're optimistic. That's why he didn't play on Wednesday in the second half.
Yeah, that's Kuminga. What we told you.
Maybe that's why he's been struggling lately. So they'll play the San Antonio Spurs tonight without him, and that game will start around midnight, I believe.
Yeah.
8:30 local time.
Will you be able to catch
6:30.
It?
Yeah. Nah, I think I'm going to miss it.
Okay.
Although.
No, you got Prime in your hotel room. You know, they got the logins where you can watch your stuff in the hotel room. You can, it's always there for you. I missed it. It'll be there for you.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't like doing that.
It's going to be on the plane.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because we'll be in the air.
Yeah.
But I could.
No, I was saying when you got back doing your whole night, if you, like I do, 1 in the morning or 12:30 a.m., whatever, you could just dial it up and watch the game back.
That's true. That's true. We talk about what, you know, what we expect from Purdy. What do you expect from Ricky Pearsall?
Oh, man. What? And you think I'm being a smart ass. What if I just told you, and Matt kind of talked on it. I was shocked. He kind of agreed where I was going. But what if I told you, I don't give a damn about a stat. Just come out of this game healthy, Ricky Pearsall. What about, I said, make it to Monday night against Carolina.
What? And then he can get hurt?
No, I'm just like, but that's, you know what I mean, Stoney? Like, I'm excited he's out there. It's going to make, you would think Brock's job easier. But
I'm not as superstitious as you.
Mm. So. But Matt was saying there's something to see here with Ricky in his unavailability.
Yeah, I mean, first 2 years, yeah. He's probably played
and showed
half
up
the
to,
games,
and he
right?
brought up, showed up to OTAs with the hammy. I know you guys laughed at me, but I was like, man, you're a young pup.
The question I have for 49er fans is, we've seen, like, how do you think fans feel about the way
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'll handle this quarterback situation. Like, I got to tell you, I don't really have a problem with much of anything about how they've gotten to this point. I just don't.
I'm like, totally with you.
Okay. So we're not blaming anybody for anything.
No.
He got hurt.
And how was that Kyle's responsibility that your Ferrari blew a gasket?
Well, I mean, some people might blame or say Kyle Shanahan has to have some of the blame for playing him against Jacksonville.
Okay, all right.
You know, no. And I don't remember this, and this is maybe Evan or Carter does because they're, or you. So they asked Brock if it was a mistake to play against Jacksonville.
He said no.
Right.
He felt good that whole week.
And our main man and Evan's friend, no, on the chat said, did Kyle ever say it was a mistake? Because no was saying, that's interesting, because Kyle said it was a mistake.
Of that, so we'll leave it up to the young fellas.
I don't think it's a big deal. It's fine.
So
I don't
Kyle think said that, was it yesterday?
I don't know. I think it was a while. No. This was a while ago. Yeah. This would have been a while ago.
I don't remember him saying that because I think we would have ran with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Crucified him.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I'm just kind of asking if somebody remembers hearing it or not, because I'm not sure.
And I'm going to give you a layup. Last catcher to win MVP in Major League Baseball.
I-Rod.
Who?
Ivan Rodriguez.
Buster Posey.
Is that the year he won it with 42 RBIs? Yeah,
Kutch was on his butt. He won it. 2012.
Posey was terrific. And what a really smart managerial hire, bringing Bruce Bochy back, I thought.
Gutsy. I don't think that's funny.
I do.
I think it's smart.
First of all, it's Evan's joke, and I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, what's at risk here for the 49ers, for Shanahan, for Brock Purdy, for the organization? Is there any risk involved in this move? I mean, I just told you the way I feel. I feel like we're at this point, and it's time, but I know there's a lot of consternation out there. 888-957-9570. Let's get into the 49ers at the Cardinals on Sunday. And don't forget, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.